This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. Today we're talking about dogs and miracles and how dogs can miraculously become our lifesavers. I'm going to share two stories from our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, My Hilarious Heroic Human Dog. And these stories will make you appreciate the intuition and loyalty and courage of dogs even more than you already do. In our first story, Nancy Collins tells us that she woke up at 1:15 one night to the sounds of someone trying to break in through her back door. When she looked out the window of the back door, she saw that it was her new neighbor's son. He was 19 and a drug user, and he was wielding a crowbar with fury on his face. Maybe he thought he was locked out of his own house, who knows? But Nancy and her sleeping daughter were in terrible danger. Recently, Nancy had reported the kids' parents to their school district because of their refusal to send their third grade and fourth grade sons to school. Instead, those kids were just hanging around all day and even shoplifting at the neighborhood grocery store. Nancy figured that the older brother might be out for revenge, and maybe that was why he was trying to get into her house. And she prayed, "God, send an angel. Watch over us and deliver us. Hold my hand. Guide me and give me strength." Suddenly, there was silence. Nancy looked out the window again and saw the teenager sprawled on his back on the ground. Something was holding him down. And when she looked closely, she saw it was a massive dog that was growling ferociously and had its jaws around the kid's throat. Suddenly, the dog let go, and the kid got to his feet, swearing, and took off. The dog then turned to Nancy, and somehow she knew that even though he was so big and so fierce, it would be okay. She opened the door to her hero, and he gingerly walked in. Nancy gave him a big hug. He was staying. She was sure of it. In the morning, Nancy's little daughter was thrilled to meet their new dog. By 8 a.m., they were at the vet's office, where they learned that the dog was between 7 and 9 years old, 112 pounds, and a Doberman mix. That evening, Nancy learned from a neighbor that this stray dog had been guarding her house for months, walking around it at night like a guard dog. Her neighbor said that the dog would circle the house for hours every night. No one knows where the gentle giant came from or how he found food all those months. But he got to spend the next 5 years in the embrace of his new family until he died as a senior dog from a heart blockage. Marsha Lee Harris shares another story about a dog who saved her life the very first time she met him. In Marsha's case, it was her new diabetic alert dog. She was spending her very first night with this dog, a petite black lab golden retriever mix named Laureen. Marsha was actually at the training class learning how to work with her new dog. They went to bed at 11 p.m., and at 2 a.m., the dog jumped onto Marsha's bed, waking her by licking and pawing her. Marsha looked at her insulin pump and saw that it said pump failed. She had not heard the alarm. So now Marsha's sugar levels were way too high, and it took her 4 hours to get things back under control. She says, Without Laureen, I could have lapsed into a coma or even died. Laureen had just been introduced to me, but she had already saved my life. Since then, Laureen has alerted Marcia to a problem with her blood sugar or her insulin pump many times. Marcia used to have to wake up every 2 hours to check her sugar, but now she can sleep through the night, confident that Laureen is on the job. Marcia says of Laureen, "She has changed my life with her kind, silent way of nudging me. It's different from having a nagging husband or doctor saying I must check my blood sugar. She is a sweet friend doing her job with eyes that melt my heart at the same time she is improving my life. My dog makes me smile and laugh every day while doing something magical, saving my life." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, my hilarious, heroic human dog. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and all the funny topics it covers. You'll find the book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Amazon. Now, would you like to be one of our published writers? We are always looking for new writers to join the Chicken Soup for the Soul family. Just head over to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on Submit Your Story. You'll see all the topics we're working on, along with writing guidelines to help you shape a story that will make it into one of our books. In fact, we're even collecting stories for our next dog book. Come back for our next episode to hear more about amazing pets, in this case, two cats who act as intuitive therapists for their humans.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.